This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 13-year veteran cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, shot and killed in the line of duty in a parking garage yesterday morning. The acting police chief, Marcus Jones, says Officer Thomas Bamba had radioed for backup to help him with what he described as disorderly subjects.
When fellow officers arrived to assist, they found Officer Bamba suffering from a gunshot wound.
They have not yet identified any suspects. About half of Chicago's voters say they support the possible teachers' strike there. The Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago poll showing 49% of voters either strongly or somewhat support a teacher walkout. 38% against it. Teachers could be on the picket lines as soon as Thursday if the union and the city don't work out a new agreement. 12 Democratic candidates will be on a debate stage in Ohio tonight. It'll be shown on CNN. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Authorities in New Orleans say they're still searching after a building under construction partially collapsed, leaving one person still unaccounted for. The Hard Rock Hotel collapsed on Saturday, killing two people, injuring about two dozen others. Fire officials say the rescuers were inside the building a handful of times yesterday with search dogs, and they're expected to return there today. Former White House official Fiona Hill's testimony yesterday reportedly detailed concerns that John Bolton had with efforts to have Ukraine investigate President Trump's political rivals. NBC News is reporting that Hill told Congress the former National Security Advisor called Rudy Giuliani's efforts a drug deal, and he wanted no part of it. Trump fired Bolton last month over policy disagreements. Trump's perceived pressuring of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son during a July phone call is what's led to the House impeachment investigation. And a boy from Australia wants to be recognized for a world record. 8-year-old Jaden Miloro managed to reel in a 692-pound tiger shark while out with his dad's fishing club in coastal waters near Sydney. Men on the boat held on to the child while he struggled with that shark, fighting against the 33-pound line. The shark's weight unofficially beats the world record in the small fry category. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Yeah, keeping you up to date on the things in your world that you need to know about. And, of course, at the very base of all this is the truth. And we're going to pursue the facts and the truth no matter where they lead. Dr. Michael Buzler joins us now. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, great to have you here. Talking about some serious things here as we look at the federal deficit. I mean, we've got a lot of great things that are going on, you know, on behalf of the country. The lowest unemployment rate, housing is up, you know, average income, hourly wages on the increase. But with all the increases, another dubious honor is the fact that our federal deficit has hit the highest in 7 years.
Yeah, it's going to be close to $1 trillion this year. And, of course, that just adds to the public debt, which is now over $22 trillion. And the interest expense alone on it is turning into $400 or $500 billion. Per year. Mm-hmm. It's something that we're going to have to deal with. It is a very difficult problem, and here's why. So you take a look at how much money the government spends. Roughly, they're going to spend about, the federal government, about $4.5 trillion this year, and they're going to tax about $3.5 trillion. So we end up about $1 trillion shy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to get the deficit down, there's really only two choices. You either get the tax revenue up or bring the spending down. We can't raise tax rates anymore. If we do that, it may not increase revenue because mm-hmm. it will tend to slow the economy down. In fact, in 2017, Congress did cut taxes effective in 2018. We actually took in more tax revenue in 2018 than we did in 2017. The mm-hmm. tax rates were lower, but economic activity picked up, and we brought in more revenue. So we really have to attack on the spending side. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that so hard? So of the $4.5 trillion that the federal government is going to spend, approximately 2% of it, now $2.7 billion, goes for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And
I'm sorry, Michael. Michael, repeat.
Difficult.
Yeah, repeat that again, because we're all of a sudden we've got you're kind of floating here in the communication line here. It's it was kind of hard to understand here. Yeah, much better here. Okay, go ahead. So you're saying of the $4.5 trillion,
of the $4.5 trillion, about 60% of it. It's $2.7 trillion is for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Very difficult to try to get spending down in those areas. politically, especially going into an election year, it's nearly impossible. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, 10% of the budget goes to pay the interest on the public debt. So now we're up to over 70% of the budget that's very difficult to bring spending down. Of the remaining roughly 30%, about half of it's for domestic programs and half of it's for defense spending. President Trump said the military was decimated during the prior administration. We have to get defense spending up to rebuild the military, which he's doing. Mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress said for every dollar you're spending in the military, we want a dollar spent on domestic programs. So it gets very difficult to cut any spending in those areas. So the bottom line is it's going to be very difficult to bring spending down. I think what's going to have to happen, and it probably won't happen until after the presidential election, and we're not sure who's going to win that, but if President Trump is successful, I think he'll, in his second term, work on trying to get spending down. The only way to do it is you're going to have to reduce those entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. In my view, there's no easy way to get the spending down on in those areas. So if we can't find a real good solution, the next best thing to do is to try to find a solution that's the least bad. And I think what that what's going to happen is we're going to have to raise the age to collect Social Security, Medicare, up to probably at least 70 and maybe even a little bit higher. That's not going to be very popular either, but that may be the only solution.
Well, and the thing that's so disgusting about this, Michael, and we've talked about this before, is Social Security. They want to look at Social Security as an entitlement. I mean, people have paid into this. I mean, this is really, if anything, it just speaks of the growing incompetence and the thievery of our federal government. Because, I mean, if in a sense, most of these people that are handling this are attorneys. They know that Social Security, in a sense, is a trust. And they have violated the trust of the American people. And this goes all the way back to a Democratic president, LBJ, who opened up the lockbox. And they've had their fingers, their grimy fingers, into that fund. And here it is, it's falling short, and now they have adjustments that have to be made because they basically have pilfered the Treasury.
Yeah, and they've been doing it for years, and the thing is, as you mentioned, it's going to get worse. And the reason is we have all these baby boomers retiring, and the generations after them, millennials and Generation X and Z, birth rates were held relatively low, so there's not a lot of those people. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you have all these baby boomers retiring. Now, you know the way the Social Security works. It's not like they say you pay your Social Security tax. They don't put the money away for you, so it's there when you retire. What happens is your payments go to pay somebody else's benefits, and then when you retire, somebody else's payments will go to pay your benefits. Yeah. That may work as long as the mix of the population stays relatively constant. In other words, you have five or six people working for everyone collecting.
Right.
Well, because of demographics, we now only have one or two people working for everyone collecting, and it's simply not going to work.
And like this isn't a big surprise for these people. They've seen this thing coming for decades, and they've all complained about it, but they just, do what they do. They kick the can down the road, and now here we are. We're going to have to deal with this head on, and there's going to be some pain in River City that we can look forward to.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bill, what I'm worried about, one of the solutions is they want to raise the Social Security tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the tax is already 12.4% of your wages. You pay half and your employer pays half for you. So, but it's 12.4%. They want to raise it up to 14.8%, you paying half and your employer paying half. Once you start continuing to raise taxes that much, it puts a burden on the economy and tends to slow economic growth. So raising tax rates is not the answer to this. And you could end up bringing in less revenue if the higher rates tend to slow the economy down. But it's something we're going to have to face eventually.
Well, again, you know, And it is a bit counterintuitive, but this is what we've seen happen time and again, Michael. We saw this during the Reagan administration and at other times when we are prudent and wise with taxation. We do not kill the goose that's laying the golden eggs here.
Yeah, you know, and the solution that they came up with as far back as the Reagan administration was to raise the age to collect Social Security from 65 up to 67, and they did it very, very gradually. Mm-hmm. I believe for that, Social Security and Medicare, their age is going to be the age will have to be raised significantly higher. And look, when they put Social Security in, when it was passed in the mid-30s...
I'll tell you what, let's do this. We got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Busler after that.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your call. The fight, your fight.
You know, timing is everything, and I guess this is what aggravates me so much, where we are right now, when you think about our government and the things that, you know, in some regard that we're doing right. I mean, forget about the politics and the animus that's falling, you know, that is, you know, so much part of the dialogue these days. I mean, what a waste. I mean, here we are, we're actually taking on some issues that we've been needing to take on, and we've got an outsider. We have a businessman who is in the White House, and I believe, all things considered, Dr. Busler, doing a stellar job. I mean, it's at every turn, there's Democrats, there's opposition, there's resistance that's been taking place to do everything to upend any positive effort. And look what's happened. Our GDP is up. We got an increase in home ownership, unemployment, all-time lows in every sector and demographic. I mean, it looks so positive, and we could be doing so much better if we had some cooperation and people thought, for the greater picture of it all, that it's America first and what works for America. And when we say America first, I know some people, it kind of like stiffens their spine a little bit. But, you know, look at what happens when America is stronger, our allies are stronger, our contribution to the world stage and the needs of the world have been met, because that's what America does, do we not?
Yeah, you know, it's, I was going to say that's right. And when you take a look at what President Trump has done, all those accomplishments that you mentioned, and everything that's been done on even the foreign policy issues, I think are all very good. He's been able to do this with every single Democrat in Congress against him, mm-hmm. Even some of his members of his own party against him, and more than 90% of the coverage of him in the press is negative. In spite of all that, he's been able to accomplish this. And you're right. He had people working with him. How much better that would be.
Yes. Well, exactly. I mean, our GDP, I'm saying we'd be looking at 4-5% GDP right now if we had a little bit of cooperation. The trade problems, I mean, first of all, are you kidding me? The USMCA can't be signed and approved by Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats. I mean, what are they going to tell the people that entrusted them at the midterm election and said, okay, all right, we get it. Maybe there needs to be some scrutiny and some accountability on Donald Trump's administration. So we're going to give you the keys to the car. Well, the voters gave the keys to the car to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and all they have done is drag us down. Anything positive whatsoever, to your point, Michael, I agree with you, has been at the hands and the creativity of one Donald Trump and his administration. The Democrats have nothing to offer. They can take no credit whatsoever in cooperating, because all they've talked about is, let's impeach this guy. And, let's do everything we can to really hurt this country, all in the name of, well, we're hurting Donald Trump. No, you're not hurting Donald Trump. You're hurting, and you are disrespecting the 63 million voters that said, look it, we need an outsider to do something about this mess called the federal government.
And we elected Donald Trump to do that, and he's been doing a great job of that so far. And look, the Democrats were brought into power in 2018 because they said, look, President Trump said he was going to fix health care. He almost did it, but he came up one vote short in the Senate. Elect us, we're going to fix health care. Elect us, we're going to do infrastructure. Elect us, and we'll put forth some positive programs. Well, the Democrats came into power, and they've been almost a year now, and they really haven't done any of this at all.
Exactly.
So I don't know what the Democrats are going to run on in 2020. They're coming up with some crazy socialistic ideas, which may appeal to a portion of their base, but to the majority of Americans, that's certainly not going to appeal. And you bring up some great points that if Trump just got a little bit more support, instead of everybody criticizing every time he breathes and every time he says anything, instead of being so critical of him, if we would just support him a little bit, we can think how much more he'd be able to do. Look at on the trade issue. Mm-hmm. Trump got into office, every single one of our trade agreements was slanted in favor of our trading partners and to the detriment of the U.S. So Trump said, I'm going to fix all this. And already, Mexico
Anatoly, Canada have agreed to a new deal. South Korea has agreed to a new deal. Japan has agreed to a new trade deal. India is talking to us. And European Union is talking with us about new trade deals. And China, for the first time in decades, is talking to us about new trade deals and at least make some progress getting some of that done. Mm-hmm. All of this Trump has been able to accomplish with the lack of support that he's been getting. He had that more support, the country would be able to move much further ahead.
Exactly. Well, I want to apologize to our audience. We're still having some difficulty with our phone connection with Dr. Busler. And hopefully, we're kind of muscling through this here because what he's sharing with us is so doggone important. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, and Michael, I got to tell you the frustration, and it has to be for the same voters that said, okay, we'll trust the Democrats again. I don't know why you would trust the Democrats when they talk anything about health care, because they're the ones that messed up the health care that we had. I mean, certainly we were in trouble and we needed to talk about it, but they single-handedly said, look, we're going to make this happen. They made unilateral decisions. They purposely decided not to have Republicans participate in it. It was Obamacare, was his signature legacy program. And here it is. I mean, it has failed at every point. The promises that were made were never fulfilled. And yet I don't understand why the voters would think that they're worthy of trust and believe them whenever they talk about health care, because they're the very organization, the very group that screwed this thing up for us.
Yeah, prior to the Affordable Care Act being passed, 85% of Americans had health insurance that they were generally very pleased with. They didn't like the cost of it, but they were pleased with the quality of the care. After Obamacare was passed, 91% of the population had health insurance. So the whole Obamacare only helped about 6% of the population, about 20 million people. Meanwhile, the rest of it have suffered as a result of that. This needs to be fixed. Maybe it needs to be scrapped and start all over again. At the very least, it needs to be fixed. The Democrats said they were going to do that when they got control of the House in 2016, and they haven't spent a minute on doing this. They're too busy trying to impeach the president.
Well, they're incapable. I mean, they're the ones that messed it up. I mean, you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. I mean, we should have learned enough that they're incapable. This is outside of their realm. But as my dad used to say, sometimes you just use the wrong tool for the wrong job. And the Democrats clearly are the wrong tool. They're not helping. They're just making it worse. It's the same thing that they did. I mean, this is one thing. Again, you have to look back and understand the Democrats and what it is that they bring to play. And when they get outside their lane, this is when they cause problems. I mean, they got outside their lane in the mid-60s when, Lyndon Baines Johnson said, hey, look, we're gonna fix poverty. It's the war on poverty. First of all, the people didn't even know there was a war on poverty that was taking place, and to the number, it was about 15% was what we were dealing with as far as poverty in America. Well, here we are all these years since then, since 1964. Add them up, the number of years, and add up the dollars that have been spent. Over $23 trillion on the war on poverty has been invested since the mid-60s, brought to you by the Democrats. And we went from 15%, Michael, to 15.1%. Wow, what an awesome investment, right?
Yeah. And that's typically what happens. The whole Democrat view is just throw money at things. Rather than trying to solve problems, just throw money at them. And as you just pointed out, it doesn't solve the problem. What the people who the Democrats want to give aid to, what those people really want is they don't want to take the government's money. Now, they take it because that's the only option, but they really don't want to take it. What people want is the opportunity to earn enough income so they can buy these things themselves. That's exactly what President Trump is giving to them. He's not increasing payments and social programs, but he's got the economy turned around, and it's now providing opportunity for virtually everybody who wants this to work. For the last 18 months, there have been more job openings than there are unemployed people. So now people can work, they can earn their own income.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about. Got to leave it right there. Dr. Michael Busker.
Cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78, an equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
And just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez, and he is Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I hope you got some good news for us.
A lot of news. I'm not sure all of it's good, but it's dramatic. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, it is interesting times in which we live in right now. You know, the political environment has all kinds of noise and resonance on the lines. And so that has
That's
a tendency to kind
of,
you know, make people a little squeamish, huh?
It does. I mean, I think ultimately it's highly unlikely that President Trump, it's likely he's going to get impeached in the House, and likely he's not going to get convicted in the Senate. So to some extent, the political circus is not upsetting Wall Street that much.
Yeah.
But there is a concern that if, I mean, at the moment, anything could change. Elizabeth Warren seems to have the most momentum. If she, in fact, became the Democratic nominee and won, Wall Street would not like that at all. That would be
wealth
confiscation, basically.
She said she was going to decimate the street. So I don't think they're going to have a ticker parade for her necessarily.
No. Their tickers might be taken off instead. So,
well, I mean, hey.
Kind of in the background.
Yeah, she tickered up, you know, Bernie Sanders. I mean, he needed a couple of stints.
That's right.
He's probably been affected by, you know, some of the measures she's been projecting. I mean, they've kind of been on, hey, can you top this back and forth kind of thing?
So that's, you know, it kind of in the background. I don't think people, I mean, even if President Trump was convicted, we'd have President Pence, would be basically the same policies without all the theatrics. So
right.
That wouldn't be such a bad thing anyway, as far as Wall Street's concerned. So they're watching it, but I don't think that concerned about it. But the two things they really are concerned about is what's going on with China, and particularly mm-hmm. relating to Hong Kong. Now, on October 1st, the Chinese had their big parade and their big mm-hmm. celebration of the 70th anniversary. So that's now behind us. And on that day, there was more violence than ever in Hong Kong. Every week, it seems to get more and more intense.
You had an 18-year-old, shot point blank. I mean, right. I was like, whoa, can you believe that? That's just...
Well, that could be the beginning. And now that the national celebration is out of the way, it is not at all out of the possibility that the Chinese would send in troops and more than one person is going to get shot. They could have a Tiananmen Square.
Well, I was going to say all over again. And Trump has warned President Xi to that end, but they weren't happy necessarily with the tweet. He sent a congratulatory tweet to President Xi, and many took exception of that because, as Liz Cheney said, there's not a whole lot to celebrate here when you consider the millions of people that have been murdered in the name of communism. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So, but we'll see. I mean, let's say that happens, Bill. Okay, then they've got the troops right on the border ready to go to Hong Kong anytime Xi tells them to go. Let's say he sends them in. This is not police. This is military with tanks and, you know, heavy stuff. And say that protesters have not been giving up at all. When these police, they battle right back at them. Say there is a Tiananmen Square massacre. I certainly hope it doesn't happen, but say it does. China would immediately become an international pariah. And there would be no chance of having a trade agreement with them at that point.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, in early October, there's going to be more meetings on trade, and it's kind of got somewhat of a positive spin to it. But if that happens, I think that's taken off the table, and that's the two largest economies in the world who are already at each other's throats would be at each other's throats more.
Exactly.
So that's something I think people are worried about.
Why would China? I mean, seriously, why would China give up Beijing?
Give up Beijing? You mean give up Hong Kong?
Hong Kong, I'm sorry. Yes. They're not about to do that. I'm sorry. Hong Kong. Why would they give up Hong Kong?
Well, I mean, they've got officially 25 more years to go. They made a commitment in 1979, I think it was, mm-hmm. to go till 2049 with one system, two countries, basically.
Right.
And they've been encroaching on that all the way along. They are very, very unhappy with what's going on with Hong Kong. They're big about social order. And you couldn't have had a bigger contrast than the tanks and the beautifully coordinated troops in Tiananmen Square and all the chaos going on in Hong Kong at the same time. They do not like that. So they could very well crack down on that. And I think that's likely to happen. The protesters aren't going to give up, and that could really change the game. So that's
this is kind of a goofy deal anyway. I mean, it's kind of like the deal we made with Iran. You know, they're not going to go nuclear, but... But no, there's a sunset clause in there, so
right.
who are you fooling here? And so same thing here. It's like, okay, we'll placate the sides and say we're going to play nice for 50 years or whatever it is. And then, what do you do now? Now you come up to the 50 years and of course China's getting antsy. They want, they don't want to wait about 50 years because,
25 years sooner.
Yeah, we're China after all.
Yeah.
So we deserve it.
So we'll see. That's out there. And then the other thing that's out there is Brexit. I mean, mm-hmm. October 31st, the end of this month, is when, and it's clear the Europeans are not going to give a better deal to the United Kingdom or Boris Johnson. Mm-hmm. The deal that they had was voted down three times that Theresa May presented to the British Parliament, and they voted it down. So anything could happen, but the most likely chance is that there's a hard Brexit, meaning no deal.
Right.
No rules. People have no idea how they're going to do trade, what's going to happen on the Irish border. They're talking about famine or lack of food and medicine within 2 weeks of this happening because Britain imports so much. And the European economy is already weak. This is making it weaker. So that's something that people are definitely concerned about. I don't see anything anywhere around it. Boris Johnson said he wants to exit with no deal. Parliament does not. There's kind of a political stalemate there, so that's something that's definitely having people worried as well.
Well, how much is he counting on the United States?
Well, I think we could do a trade deal with them,
sure.
But we can't save them from what's going to happen. I mean, the British pound is going to plummet. Their economy is already weak. I mean, a lot of companies have been moving out of Britain into Europe. to have access to Europe. It's already hurt their real estate market. It's an unknown as to how it's going to play out. Well, I'll give you one example. Thomas Cook, the big travel agency based in Britain, collapsed almost overnight because of Brexit to some extent. And, stranded 150,000 passengers all over the world because of that. I mean, who would know that kind of thing would happen?
Yeah,
there
exactly.
A lot of unexpected consequences
as a result, no doubt. Well, coming back home, rates are still dropping and gold is up, huh?
That's right. So all of this uncertainty has people pouring money into U.S. Treasury bonds and the dollar. So the dollar's going up. When people buy bonds, interest rates go down. So that's been one positive of all this. The housing market's definitely gotten better. You have some incredibly low mortgage rates right now.
Right.
3.5% on 30-year fixed, things like that.
Well, yeah.
There's a mortgage called the ARC loan, the automatic rate cut mortgage at arcloan.com, where if rates go down like this, it automatically goes down. If rates go up, it doesn't affect you at all. So there are ways to profit from these things, and it's helped the housing market to some extent. And you're right, gold and the dollar have become the two kind of safety havens to go to. So physical gold has gone up. GLD, which is the exchange-traded fund that owns physical gold, has gone up. And GDX, which is the exchange-traded fund owning the gold mining shares, has gone up a lot as well. So if the stock market's kind of nervous, gold's doing well. And that's you might have some money in gold, because if you don't, I think you're going to miss out here.
Exactly. Any news on crypto? What's going on with cryptocurrency these days?
Been plunging lately, actually. It's interesting because earlier, gold had been going up with crypto, with Bitcoin. Lately, gold's been going up and Bitcoin's been going down. I think to some extent, for example, Libra, which is the big cryptocurrency that Facebook is putting out, is starting to lose some of its appeal, and some of the backers have been getting nervous about that because of all the legislative issues over Facebook.
Right.
So at the moment, cryptos are going down, gold's going up.
Yeah, you imagine, I mean, Elizabeth Warren pretty much says, hey, I'm coming after you, Facebook, I'm going to bust you up.
Yeah.
And all the tech companies, boy, they just can't wait to put all kinds of money into her side of the ledger, right?
Well, it's true. She wants to go after, she's talking about a wealth tax, she's talking about a transaction tax on every stock trade. You know, punishing Wall Street, that tends not to work, because Wall Street is where money goes to fund new businesses and make the economy work smoothly. We have the best financial markets of the world, and that's one of our biggest advantages, and to take that away would be shooting ourselves in the foot, I guess.
You think? Well, and Google, I mean, here they've made their sentiment very well known that they don't want to support any re-election of Donald Trump, but if their choice was Donald Trump or Elizabeth Warren, they may just let the chips fall where they're going to fall.
Yeah.
Well, we got to leave it there and leave the good people pondering. Where can they go to be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I'm always glad to help your folks, Bill.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, your word for the day is flummoxed, okay? And that's it. F-L-U-M-M-O-X-E-D, flummoxed. It's probably what is happening in D.C. these days. Boy, I'll tell you, their rage is such that they continue to remain flummoxed. That is a state of confusion or bewilderment, which I think is a great word, you know, and probably a great adjective for what we have to deal with. And, of course, you know, as things go. That's what we're paying for these days. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us right now with her weekly viral report. When we talk viral, we're talking these viral videos that have been capturing the attention of all of us, not here in the United States only, but around the world. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to our time here so we can have a little bit of respite and have some fun. Like this adorable little girl that recalls the moment she met her adoptive parents. Oh, and my goodness, talk about heart melting, huh?
Yes, this video, I mean, I had to talk about this video first because it was just one of the most touching videos I've seen in a while. As you know, we do this every week, and you look at different things, and you've just never seen a video of somebody more sincere or heartfelt or young expressing their feelings for their parent. And in this case, it happens to be a four-year-old little girl named Gabby. Mm-hmm. Her and her sister were adopted by apparently a very loving family, and her adoptive mom's recording her. And Gabby's talking about, to her, this is a long time ago, because she's saying when she was little, she was four. She's still four. But she's saying, you know, she came into the world, her and her little sister were babies, and then she met you, and she says, and she's like, I love you so much. And her mom's like, I love you too. And she's like, and Lily, which is her little one-year-old sister. And then she goes, you know, when I saw you, and she kind of whispers, she's like, my heart fell in love with you.
Oh, my God.
My heart fell in love with you, yes. And it was just, it's one of those videos that people have just viewed millions and millions of times, and I think it just kind of shows the sweetness of children and, you know, how appreciative children can be. And, you know, you could tell just how like, you know, her mom's heart fell in love with her too, her and her sibling. And I think her looking out for her little sister when she's talking kind of is one of the things that did God to people's hearts. So, you know, we just wish Gabby and Lily the best that life has to offer. And I think
Mom might want to hold on to that video because little Gabby's going to be a teenager, and there's going to be a less than moment that will come up, and she needs to be reminded how much their hearts were united.
I know, but
hopefully those days are very few and far between, right?
Absolutely, I hope so. Yeah. I hope your heart always feels in love with her.
Well, this is a 4 years old, the precociousness of a 4 year old, but also not only that, you know, there's a saying in the Latin culture that kids and drunks tell no lies. And so, there they are, you know, she's just being very honest and genuine about that. Aerosmith Steven Tyler is opening up a second home for abused women. Tell us about that.
So this happened earlier this year, but I just thought it was something that was, you know, you hear a bunch of celebrities coming out and talking about different things in politics and everything. And I think it's great what Steven Tyler is doing. He's donated to a home, and he calls it Janie Fun after Janie's song. You know, I'm sure there's something that you remember with Janie's Got a Gun. It was about a woman who turned to drugs after her father had abused her. But whenever Steve Tyler went into his own rehab, he said that he ended up talking to, like, it was women who made a really big impact on him there because he realized, he said it felt like about 90% of them had been emotionally or physically abused. And, you know, he knew that that's how they kind of ended up down the wrong path, and he wanted to do something to make a difference and to offer them the opportunity to help themselves. So this is the second home he's opened. And, you know, I think when you're given great blessings like he's had, such a successful career, it's really great to see him turn around and do something for other people. And, you know, it wasn't like he's going on a press tour trying to advertise this. It's just something that was in the news, and he just, you know, it was just kind of buried. And I think it's worth noting. And I think it's, you hope the more celebrities will use their influence like that.
Yeah, and they do in many ways. And like you said, a lot of them do it under the radar, anonymously in that. But congratulations. That's awesome. And especially for the women who need a safe place like this. And that's great that occurs. This next story, I've seen this happen before where you get, you know, artists that go in subways, and especially when you're in New York, and they're performing. And part of the reason, you know, they love to perform there is the acoustics are just so wonderful. And not to mention the fact that you've got a, you know, semi-built-in audience, although they may be hustling off to work in that and getting to their destination. But, hey, for a couple of moments there, you get their attention, and you can offer up your gifts and talents. And in this particular case, you've got a homeless subway singer offered a record deal, and she ends up performing her first concert, huh?
That's right. So Emily Zamorca, she's a homeless subway singer that went viral at the end of September. And she had actually, the reason she ended up getting recorded was because there's a police officer that saw her when she missed the train where she was trying to go. And he asked her to sing, and she sang an aria, O mio bambino caro. You know, you hear her sing. Opera is not necessarily my favorite thing, but if you see her, sometimes the emotion that people are able to project through their beautiful voice.
I tell people good is good. You know, I remember my first radio job on the air as a disc jockey. I was working at a country station, and of course I grew up listening to rock, and country was the furthest thing, but, you know, I was like, okay, I got to learn to, you know, there's some mechanics about being on the radio, and I had to learn that, and so it was just a different car that I was driving the way I looked at it, and so to learn the mechanics of the business, you know, and, but, you know, I grew to appreciate, and that was back in the days when country music was starting to make the transition. Remember, it was, you may not remember, you're too young, but it used to be country and western. They say country and western, and they were moving into then country music. Bob Dylan had produced a country album called Nashville Skyline. You know, it was really cool. Kenny Rogers' first edition coming out. Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue, had been out and all this. So anyway, all that to say is that it really broadened my perspective and appreciation for music, where heretofore, you know, and in fact, I was really surprised at how many songs had crossed over, songs that I grew up with that I thought, you know, were just popular hits, but they actually, their roots were in country. And so it helped me to appreciate that, you know, good is good, like in this case, whether it's opera that you may not be able to realize, but when you hear somebody singing and they have that gift, you go, whoa, there's something special there, you know?
That's right. Even if you've never heard that kind of music before, mm-hmm. you can hear the talent that someone like this has. And so after the officer shared this post, it ends up going viral, as we all know. And she ends up getting an offer from a Grammy-nominated music producer to have a recording contract. And they've raised $95,000 to help her. You know, there's been GoFundMes to raise money to help her. And you know, what had happened to her was a couple years ago, she was teaching music, and she would actually perform on the streets, but this was before she became homeless.
Mm-hmm.
She had this violin, and it got stolen from her.
Oh, wow.
And when that happened, you know, this violin's worth thousands of dollars, and it was her means of earning an income. And, you know, it's just, you know, stuff like that can be devastating, and it just breaks your heart when you hear something like that happen. And there's so many people on the streets that mm-hmm. would work for the opportunity to have this talent. And it's really always makes my heart happy to see somebody like Emily have the chance to start her life fresh again. You know,
well, you always love to appreciate and see the cream rise. I mean, it reminds me of somewhat of a similar story. Jean Watson, who's been on with us a couple times. In fact, she's going to be on with us before the end of the year. And Jean is absolutely precious. And I love Jean. Her latest CD called Sacred Arias led me to appreciate St. Patrick's breastplate that I pray every day. It is really special. But anyway, she has this great CD that she's produced. But her story is similar. She was, you know, struggling. I believe she was a single mom at the time and really hard-pressed to make rent. But she had, you know, recorded an EP and was playing it, you know, at the time. Just so happened that the landlord come by to pick up the rent. And the landlord says, well, who's that? You know, who's that on the CD, on the music there? And she goes, that's me. He goes, that's you. He goes, you gotta be kidding me. What are you waiting for? You need to, you know, you need to get produced. You need to cut a CD, a real CD, and go out there and, you know, pursue your dreams. She goes, well, I just can't afford it. You know, I could barely make rent. He gave her the rent money. He gave her her rent payment back to get her going. She goes in the studio, and of course, and she's a classically trained violinist. Just an incredible story when she told me that. And now you tell me about this homeless subway singer. I mean, there are so many talented people out there like that, just waiting for the right connection, you know, to get exposure. And you see this time and again. And I love things like that because, you know, they're really special surprises, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you just wonder how many people out there have this gift to offer or, you know, are just waiting for an opportunity. And, you know, you never know when you might be that person who is able to give them one, like the guy who was coming to collect rent. You know, he was able to do something to help her get started in that right direction. You don't have to be somebody that is even tied up in those kind of connections. You just encourage somebody and kind of give them a boost, maybe a little bit of help. And
exactly. Well, we're loving that landlord. We're loving that landlord for what he unleashed
in
Dean Watson. That's awesome. We've got about 45 seconds left. Indiana Church has wiped out $7.8 million in medical debt for 6,000 families. This is incredible, Sam.
That's right. So members of an Indiana church came together and they wiped that out. It's, you know, like they said, it was their 6,000 families. They're with the Northview Church with Rest in Peace Medical Debt, which has helped clear over $800 million in medical debt over the years, which is just amazing. What they do is they buy it for pennies on the dollar, and they just pick these people and they buy the debt. And instead of contracting them to get paid back, they forgive them.
This and many more stories are at Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. Check it out. She's here every week with, you know, a weekly viral video update. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Hey, Bugsy. You hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.